Good morning, everybody. Kids, would you like to come to the front? I will need some help here later on, so if you can come and sit down over here. To be brilliant, yes? Yeah, come on. Everybody, come on. Take a seat. Everybody likes to come to the front, don't you? Come on. Oh, brilliant. Loads of children come there. Oh, come. Come on. It's just looking. So a couple of jam services ago, we heard about the gospel. And what's the gospel? Isn't it Jesus coming to the world to become friends with us again? That's the gospel of Jesus. And Jesus was this amazing person. He was God's son sent to us to make us friends with God again. And there is Jesus. There was a time he had to go to heaven. And many people followed him. His disciples followed him. But before he went to heaven, he said to his disciples, you know what? You cannot do anything without me. I'm going to go to heaven, but you will need help. So that's what he said to the disciples. Stay here. Stay in Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but just in a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power and the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witness. Do you know what a witness is? It's someone who goes and tells someone news. If you see someone and you go to your friend and tell them good news, you are a witness. So the disciples were going to tell other people about Jesus. They were going to be witnesses. So you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's the promise. Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. So we stay together until he comes. And look at the disciples there. They stay in a room for a few days, praying to God and waiting for the Holy Spirit. And we read this morning, the Holy Spirit suddenly came upon them as fire in their heads, and they spoke in different tongues. So they received the Holy Spirit in their hearts, in their lives, and they received the power. God now was living in them. And there was so much power that the disciples, they were shy. How many people here are shy? Are you shy? I'm a bit. There is someone shy. I'm sure there are loads here, and they probably didn't raise their hands because they are shy. But the disciples, some of them were shy and afraid as well. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they became very bold. And there is Peter. Peter was so full of power and of God's life that he went and he spoke to a crowd of people and he said, look, Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to reconcile us with him. He became bold. And in that day, 3,000 people, you know what 3,000 people is? Loads of people. 3,000 people came and accepted Jesus as their Savior. And then it didn't stop there. All the disciples are so full of God, so full of the Holy Spirit, that they started going everywhere, talking about Jesus and making miracles, doing miracles. And that's where they were. That's a map. Who likes map? Someone here does. They were in Jerusalem, the red ball there, but they started going to many different cities. Do you like traveling? I like traveling. Do you? No, you don't? Oh, you do. They traveled in many places. And everywhere they went, people came to Christ. So they went to places like Ephesus. I need five people. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's fine. Here. Can you stay here? So let's say you are people in Ephesus. You can sit down on the floor. Yeah. So you are in Ephesus, okay? I need some more people. Here. You guys? Yeah, come on. Cool. That's enough. We'll sit down here with you. These will be the people in Corinth. Okay, so different cities, people in Ephesus, people in Corinth, and that's you are people from other places, okay? Christians from other places. So now, as the disciples went, guided by the Holy Spirit, people start becoming Christians everywhere, in different cities. There's something wrong there, but it's fine. It wasn't like that, but that's fine. I have a question before we go on. What is a church? Do you think a church is the picture with people, or do you think the church is that building? What do you think? What's a church? What picture shows a church? Yeah. The second one. It is a church, isn't it? It is fair to say. That's what we know it's a church. But in the Bible, that's not what they have in mind when they had the word church. There were no buildings at that time. There were no churches. So when we say church, we are talking about people. People that believe in Jesus and were born by the Holy Spirit. So we say the church of God in Ephesus are you. The church of God in Corinth are you, and the church of God everywhere, right? So we, people, are the church of Jesus. And then there were churches everywhere. The disciples went, Paul, John, all these people that wrote letters, went to this church, then they traveled back home. But then they knew those people, they started writing, what do you think, what they wrote? Letters. They wrote letters to the church they had visited. So there is Paul, supposedly. There is Paul writing a letter. And someone tells me here that there is a letter. There are some letters here. Oh, the postman brought letters. I have a few letters here. And the letters were addressed to the church. So I have a letter for the church of Corinth. And the Church of Corinth, who is born in Ireland is Irish, who is born in Britain is British, who is born in Brazil is Brazilian, who is born in Corinth is Corinthian. So that's a letter for you, hold on there. That's a letter for the pastor of the church in Ephesus called Timothy. So let's suppose, can you read? Are you able to? Yes, brilliant. That's a letter for you. Suppose you are Timothy, okay? You're the pastor of the church in Ephesus. And I have a letter by John to the other Christians. Who can read here? Yeah, here. I'll give you this. Hold on. So the letters were sent to the church to encourage the church to correct them, to build them, and to remember them what Jesus had told them to do. So the first letter, John, can you read your letter? What's in there? Well done. That's what's written there. John wrote to the church, to the Christians. And it is the Spirit who testifies because the Spirit is the truth. The letters were sent to remind them that this Spirit that had made them so courageous was still at work in them. And that Spirit testifies about the truth. Jesus said, when I go, there will be so many deceit even in my church. So many wrong things, so many religions, so many ideas and philosophies. You need my Spirit to guide you in the truth. So remember, it is the Holy Spirit who will guide you in what's correct, who will teach you. Jesus had said that as well. Now I have a letter. Corinthians, Graham, you have a letter there. Can you open it? Graham got a letter here. It's from Corinthians. Would you like to read, Graham, or would you like me to read? I'll read? Okay. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12:13. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Thank you, Graham. This was Paul that wrote to the Corinthians, and he said that the Spirit of God makes us one. We are like one. He said, if you have the Spirit of God, if you are a church of God, you are one people, you are friends. Are you friends? Are you friends here? Are you friends here? Friends with each other? Do you like each other? That's what we should do. We should be friends. And if we become angry with our brother, if someone does something wrong with us, what should we do? We should forgive and love them. So Paul is saying the Holy Spirit makes the church of God one. And then Timothy got a letter here in the church of Ephesus. Timothy, yes, go ahead. Something else reminding them about the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's the memory verse, isn't it? Did you memorize it? Can you say all together? For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, and we know it goes love and self-discipline. But Paul is saying to Timothy here, the Holy Spirit gives us power, especially to witness about Jesus. You know, many people here are shy, and I would say I'm a bit shy too. And sometimes, I don't want to talk. I don't know what people will think about me. But he's saying, you need the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit in you that's going to enable you to be this person who is going to tell everybody, who is going to tell your friends about Jesus. So, and the Spirit gives us power for everything. The Holy Spirit that came to the disciples. Yes, kids? The Holy Spirit that came to the disciples, he makes us live as Christians. Without him, we can do nothing. We cannot be Christians without the Holy Spirit. And that's why in a lot of letters, Paul says, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Do not quench it. You cannot do this with the Holy Spirit. And how do we do it? We forget about God, we don't pray, we don't seek him, we live our lives our own ways. But Paul, rather than quenching him, he says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray that Jesus will bring him to your life in abundance until you are completely filled. And you're going to live the way Jesus wants you to live. Because we can try to live as Christians, but if we do not have the Holy Spirit, we will fail. But with the Holy Spirit, we can do everything, can we? So I'd like to pray quickly. Who would you like to have the Holy Spirit living in you? Yeah? Would you? So we'll pray together here. Would you guys like to have the Holy Spirit in your heart? Yes? Okay, yes, yes. So let's bow our heads just for a moment and we'll pray. Lord Jesus, forgive us when we quench your Holy Spirit. We need him so much. Please give him in abundance in our lives until we are completely filled so we can live our lives the way you intended us to. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. You can go back now to your seats. Thank you very much. And can I have the letters? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Graham. I'll put that back.